Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2101, and it was recorded on Thursday, the 27th of February, 2020. Your readers on part one this week are
Paddy Watkins
and Ian Robertson. Today we have our usual mix of items, news about the city, and some letters from the evening news, and a feature in this part about the pottery trade. Once again, we welcome our new listeners. We do hope you enjoy listening to us. We open with our first batch of news items. This year is certainly on the way when we read about the launch of this year's Norfolk and Norwich Festival, which takes place in May. Then Norfolk Day is back again this year, taking place in July. But on the debit side, we hear that Norwich Council tax will be rising in the new fiscal year. But first, at long last, it seems there is some progress in dueling the A47 west of Norwich as Highways England releases maps for the planned routes of the dual carriageway. Highways England released maps showing its plans on how it will duel sections of the A47. The multi-million pound plan will save commuters up to 7 minutes on journeys, improve safety, and will boost the economy. Following a previous consultation, the option selected includes over 5 miles of new dual carriageway with two new junctions at the Wood Lane, Berries Lane end and Norwich Road Blind Lane junctions, alongside the removal of the Eastern roundabout. Now Highways England is encouraging drivers, local people and business owners to share their views on the plans and has released the maps of the proposed route.
A new temporary name for a city park, the launch of the Adenham's main stage and a free running spectacular were just some of the things announced at the launch of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival 2020. Norwich's vibrant arts continually gathered together at St Margaret's Church of Art in St Benedict Street. As artistic director Daniel Bryan announced the jam-packed programme for the event, which runs from May the 8th to May the 24th and features over 100 events. Whilst last year's festival kicked off with a death-defying tightrope walk over Norwich Market, this year, the launch will take place across a whole welcome weekend, which includes the forerunners of La Fabrique Royale, who will leap across city buildings in a darting outdoor spectacular on Saturday and Sunday evenings. The free, family-friendly garden party is also returning on the middle weekend between May the 16th and the 17th, and to celebrate Chapelfield Gardens being the hub of the NNN Festival, it will be temporarily renamed the Festival Gardens. Alongside the popular Adenham's Spiegel Tent, which will host shows including Norfolk-born singer Oscar Jerome and the Noisettes lead singer Shingal, and new for 2020 is the Adenham's main stage, which will see the return of Australian circus company Gravity and Other Myths with their Out of Chaos show.
Norfolk Day is back, and this year we're encouraging people to make a weekend of it. For the inaugural Norfolk Day in 2018, hundreds of people across the county held events, got together and celebrated what a wonderful place our county is. The response to the second Norfolk Day was similarly fantastic, and even went transatlantic with events taking place in America. Now, as the day returns for the third year, we are encouraging people to celebrate and wave the flag for Norfolk on not one, not two, but 3 days. Norfolk Day 2020 will take place on Monday, July the 27th. But this year, the festivities will start on Saturday the 25th and continue across the weekend. Launched by the Eastern Daily Press, Norwich Evening News and BBC Radio Norfolk, the celebration is an opportunity to shout and cheer about Nelson's County and throw a party. Everyone is encouraged to join. David Powells, editor-in-chief of the EDP and Norwich Evening News, said the response to the first two Norfolk Days was nothing short of fantastic. But then we expected nothing less, given how much pride in the county we know many people have.
Tech wizards could land themselves a cutting-edge role fighting crime as part of a fledgling police team that's already cracking major cases. The Norfolk Police Digital Investigation Team started as a small-scale pilot project in July 2019. But such is its success, the team is expanding in a bid to free up detectives' time spent on interpreting vast quantities of data, unlocking significant lines of inquiry, and targeting high-risk offenders, among other aspects. Simon Bailey, Chief Constable of Norfolk Constabulary, said, "The new police digital investigator is one of the most exciting developments in my time here as chief. It's an innovative role which will unlock the lines of inquiry blurred from us in the myriad of digital devices we have to investigate." Norfolk Police has also partnered with the University of East Anglia in Norwich to attract some of the most innovative computer science graduates into the team. The digital investigation team sits alongside detectives and support their colleagues by providing early digital advice.
People in Norwich will be paying more council tax to City Hall for the next year after councillors voted for a 1.99% increase. The increase, the maximum the government currently allows without requiring a referendum, will add £5.25 onto the annual bill for a Band D property, 10p a week. But council leaders say the extra cash will provide about £195,000 more for the City Council to help protect services. And they said 58% of people who responded to a consultation were in favour of the increase. The Labour-run council agreed to make £1.7 million of savings in 2020 to 2021, but says that will be done through backroom savings and generating more income rather than frontline service cuts. Paul Kendrick, Cabinet Member for Resources and Finance, said, "This is a budget that protects the poorest in our community." And, he said, the council's investment in commercial property, which includes a cold store in Corby and a travel lodge in Essex, had helped bring in revenue to protect services, despite the criticism over the strategy from Green councillors.